at you straight from Wave Farm.
WGXC, Acra, 90.7, the beat.
WGXC welcomes audio responses and feedback from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-622-2598 and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. That number again is 518-622-2598.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Bindlestiff Family Circus of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by The Highway Drive-In, a 4-screen drive-in movie theater in Coxsackie, New York. Information and schedule at HIWAYDriveIn.com.
Hello, and welcome to the better weather for Friday the 13th of June. Local early morning temperatures range from 50 degrees in Steventown to 57 in Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 67 degrees. Air quality will be moderate. Pollen levels will be medium. Today will be warm and partly sunny. A high of 77 happens at 3 p.m. After dark, chances for rain show up. We see a low of 57 then. Saturday, we have rain chances all day long. If you're lucky, you might get a break in the afternoon. A high of 67 happens at 3 p.m. Overnight, rain should take a real break and we get a low of 55. Sunday, dry morning, well, let's call it rain-free morning. 71 degrees hits us at 5 p.m. After 2 p.m., though, rain chances return and continue into Monday, which will have a high of 72. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 4:39 a.m., low tide at 11:52 a.m., high tide again at 5:25 p.m., then low tide once again at 11:40 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 68 degrees and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 8:17 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:15 a.m. This morning was the earliest sunrise of the year. That's right. Looking way up, we slammed into a plasma ribbon and are undergoing a magnetic storm. Plasma winds will be average at 421 kilometers per second with an elevated density of 9 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are being impacted heavily on all frequencies with an S6 level noise floor. This may be reflected in GPS and cell phone reception. There are medium chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 116. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Mr. President, I just saw something that sickened my stomach. The manhandling of a United States senator. We need immediate answers to what the hell went on.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is one of many congressional Democrats asking about California Senator Alex Padilla being forcibly removed from a Department of Homeland Security press conference. Padilla says he wanted to ask DHS Secretary Kristi Noem a question about immigration enforcement in Los Angeles when he was forced to the floor and handcuffed. Noem says the senator rushed her, but video of the event contradicts that. Republicans, including Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, are calling for Padilla's censure. L.A. police and authorities say the administration's deployment of California National Guard and active duty Marines to protests over immigration raids escalated the situation, but Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth defends President Donald Trump's decision to send in the military. Testifying before Congress, he says the president federalized the National Guard without California Governor Gavin Newsom's permission to avoid destruction similar to Minneapolis during the 2020 George Floyd riots.
President Trump recognizes a situation like that, improperly handled by a governor, like it was by Governor Waltz, if it gets out of control, is a bad situation for the citizens of any location.
President Trump has previously suggested he could invoke the Insurrection Act of 1807, getting broad authority to use the military inside the country. He has also referred to the California protesters as insurrectionists, but former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says it's interesting to see Trump call up the National Guard in a way that violates the Constitution when he didn't on January 6th, 2021.
Not only would he not do it, when law enforcement people were being harmed, some later died, he would not send it in when an insurrection that he incited was causing damage to those assigned to protect the Capitol and the Constitution that day.
The military actions in California aren't without monetary costs. The Pentagon estimates sending Marines to Los Angeles will cost $134 million for travel, food, and housing. This comes as President Trump is planning a military parade tomorrow for his birthday and to honor the 250th anniversary of the Army at a cost of $25 to $45 million. J.L. Andrepont is with 350.org.
He claims there isn't money for communities devastated by climate disasters, for life-saving medical care, or food for our most vulnerable kids, SNAP benefits.
The budget reconciliation now being debated in the Senate would cut SNAP benefits by $300 billion over the next decade. The Congressional Budget Office estimates its cuts to Medicaid would force 16 million people to lose health coverage. It's unknown how many people will show up at about 2,000 No Kings protests planned the same day as Trump's military parade. Chuck Tryon with the Indivisible Mass Coalition says people want to defend the country's basic beliefs.
It shows that there are millions of people out there who care about our Constitution, who care about our fellow humans and citizens, and want a thriving multicultural democracy.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Thank you. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Tarrant County, Texas County Commissioners approved a new county redistricting map June 3rd, diluting the votes of Black and Hispanic voters. But commissioners claim the gerrymandering was for political, not racial reasons. The map likely eliminates a majority-minority district and has drawn widespread condemnation and a Voting Rights Act lawsuit. County Commissioners and Senior County Official Judge Tim O'Hare brought in the Conservative Public Interest Legal Foundation and the National Republican Redistricting Trust to draw the map, according to reporting by Democracy Docket. Their efforts apparently manipulated the districts to gain another GOP County Commission seat and a 4-to-1 advantage. Analysis by the UCLA Voting Rights Project and Southern Methodist University found the approved map packed District 2 Black and Hispanic voters into District 1, reducing the chance a Black or Hispanic candidate would be elected in District 2. Because the county staggers election cycles for different districts, it also disenfranchised as many as 150,000 voters, heavily Black and Hispanic, who can't vote in their current district's 2026 election and must wait until 2028. Voters sued under the VRA and the 14th and 15th Amendments. The commissioners claimed that they gerrymandered for political advantage, to which the Supreme Court turns a blind eye, and not racial discrimination. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
good planet, good news.
It's time now for your good news for a good planet. Nano Bubble Rescue. Water is life. Yet only 3% of the Earth's water is considered suitable for drinking. Of that, over 40% is still contaminated, posing a threat to ecosystems and life on Earth. After learning that a lake near his childhood home in Lima, Peru, had become massively polluted, Peruvian scientist Marino Morikawa invented a remarkable way to restore it. Using his own money and his background in big industrial science, he adapted a nanobubble technique normally used in wastewater treatment to clean up the 123-acre ecosystem. Nanobubbles are micro-tiny bubbles of gas. In contaminated water, they act like microscopic magnets, attracting and catching viruses and bacteria. The nano mixture is organic and it traps waterborne pathogens while leaving behind beneficial bacteria. The system took 6 months to create and it cleaned the entire wetlands in just 4 months. Since then, over 40 bird species, along with dozens of other animal and fish species, have returned to the once polluted waters. Morikawa's patented nanobubble system has gone on to clean up other contaminated lakes and wetlands across the world. His innovative approach is now restoring hundreds of wetland ecosystems and offering hope for our planet, its water bodies, and all life around the world. And this is Mandy from GoodNewsGoodPlanet.com.
It's a F to the R to the double E. Yaja do like he Quincy. They shine too bright so they couldn't see. Till I became everything that I couldn't be. Bring them down to earth, gravity. Cruising through life with my bride to be. I'ma make sure we live comfortably. The legend of Fall Rock Burgundy. Get down.
Needs to get down.
Get down.
Needs to get down.
Get down. Y'all just get down, something get down, what? Get down.
It's to get down.
Get down.
It's to get down.
Get down.
Okay.
AFF Dom on the get down, what?
We can get down, 2024 tribe. My shorty a G, keep the blade by your thigh. Cause I'm not to be touched. Shorty built the wall around me, feeling trumped. What the f***? Pack is fat, Sherman come big body. All my brodies masked up, we the Jabberwockies. We can bust the wound, we can bust you up. All on you, just tell me what you want. Never got a front, that's Hov and Pharrell. You some funny for real, Dave Chappelle. Shorty love my vibe, that new money smell. Y'all some real spitters, family can't tell.
Get down.
It's to get down.
Get down.
It's to get down.
Get down.
It's to get down.
Y'all just get down, something get down. What? Get down.
It's to get down.
Get down.
It's to get down.
Get down.
It's to get down.
AFF Dom on the get down. What?
Okay, it's to get down. Who you kidding? It's to get down. That you feeling, it's to get down. Who you kidding? It's to get down. That you feeling. Frequency, I'll tell you it's the frequency. Oh yeah, it's the frequency. I'll tell you it's the frequency. Yo, hey y'all, hey hi, welcome to my world. Abstract, picture, beats, drums, words, songs. Peace, I hit the gong, every culture strong. Homage to my people, paved the place for me to ball. Allen Iverson, futuristic John. It's the get down, what you want.
Frequency, frequency.
And get down, what? Get down.
It's to get down.
Get down.
It's to get down.
Get down.
Oh yeah, this the one.
AFF Dom on the get down.
Yo, it's FAB.
And
we were on to talk about like the FCC. And I came with a baddie dog, yes, that's me. She gon' oversee it all, my little SEC. R-E-T, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Pardon me, but who going as hard as me? As hard as we, the artistry is in the verses now. Versatile, plus we got some R&B. I got some pop, some punk, hip-hop, the funk. Got the stuff to make your mom and your pop get drunk. I make them pop the trunk. Big bass in the speakers, changing up the vibe from your hat to your sneakers. This is for the ones that was claiming they don't see us. Tried to rig the game, so we raided from the bleachers. Late to the train, be ashamed that they don't reach us. Now they wanna pay us for a feature, baby. You know how we
get down. Get down, what? Get down. Get down. Get down. AFF Dom on the get down, what? Get down.
Get down.
Get down.
Get
down. Get down. So it get down, what? Get down.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Electric vehicles are selling in rural America, but charging them can be tricky. The Daily Yonder found that 45% of rural counties had at least one fast EV charging port, compared to more than 75% of metropolitan counties, with the Trump administration cutting funds that would close that gap. Lauren McDonald with EV analytics firm Perrin says it's a catch-22.
The deck is stacked against those rural areas because there aren't A, the trends, and B, the economic viability to motivate private industry to put them there.
There are now some 60,000 fast-charging ports nationwide, but Congress is poised to end tax credits for buying an EV, as well as support for building out the charging network.
There are some things that literally require government help, or otherwise it's never going to happen.
Meanwhile, EV sales are still on the rise in the U.S. A mental health group says it's focusing on early childhood education in seven states to build comprehensive support for community mental health and well-being. LaMeda will partner with Save the Children's Rural Early Educators with what they call an ecological approach. Lynn Knox with LaMeda says supporting caregivers will help with Save the Children's goal of kids reading by third grade.
We partner with organizations like Save the Children to make sure that their staff has the training and the tools necessary.
Knox says the ecological approach recognizes that community, family, and economic stress impacts children's well-being and can burn out the adults who care for them.
Being able to support them allows us to then support the communities.
More than two-thirds of U.S. mental health care deserts are in rural or partially rural communities. A once-segregated Mississippi movie theater is getting a new life. Anya Slepian explains.
The historic Paramount Theater in downtown Clarksdale was abandoned in the 90s. But along with an empty department store, the space is being transformed by Griot Arts, a local nonprofit. Rebecca Pleasant-Patterson is the executive director.
We need more spaces. We need more opportunities to engage with our youth and our community members to tell their own stories.
The theater was segregated for nearly 50 years, and the metal stairway that served as the entrance for Black patrons is still standing. Griot Arts Deputy Director Ben Lewis says addressing this history up front is a critical part of the project.
How do we take a place that was built to be segregated and turn it into a place where everybody feels not just welcome, but they have a place at the table that it was set for them?
I'm Anya Slepian.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.
My people, what can I say? Say what I can. I saw it, but I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it, what I saw. Are we gonna live together? Together, are we gonna live? This is your Mr. Senior Love Daddy talking to you from We Love Radio 108 FM on your dial. And that's the triple truth, Ruth. Today's weather, hot! Wake up!
I signed the contract when I was a kid to always make my father proud. Who do I turn to now that I'm grown and my father isn't around? second light, you followed it into the ground. And I found you nursing the worst of your wounds, trying to work it all out. Should we build a behavior, I'll sing for my shepherd.